I do have a few comments for us before we leave today. And the first is that Texas A&M University and the Boy Scouts of America are two unique and essential institutions in this great country. We are both rich in tradition, we stand for values, and we stand for serving others, both of these great institutions. You know, scouting alumni flood our campus. We see the members of the Corps in the back of the room. Most of those are, I think all of those today are Eagle Scouts. You see that Eagle Scout ribbon on the Corps of Cadets. We're one of the biggest suppliers of members of the Corps. And the Aggie Eagle Corps program is one of the strongest programs in the country for Eagle Scouts. You'll see a Philmont t-shirt of youth that have gone through the Philmont Scout Ranch on campus at all times. But you'll also see professors who are professors by day and scoutmasters by night, and they still serve the council and the scouting program and delivering program to young people. We have intersected a number of times as an organization and a university. Currently, the president of A&M Galveston, Mike Fossum, of course, an Eagle Scout, an astronaut, but he's also a scoutmaster on Monday nights, and still every Monday goes to be a scoutmaster for the Sam Houston Area Council and lead that program. And to them, he's just Mr. Fossum. To everybody else, he's the president of A&M Galveston. Of course, mentioned earlier today, there is one person who's held two distinct positions, and he's the only one who ever is going to be the only one who probably ever holds both, president of Texas A&M University and president of the Boy Scouts of America, and of course, that was Dr. Gates. And he's a proud Eagle Scout and, of course, became the Secretary of Defense. But the scouting family is strong. There is one person I want to highlight today who wanted to come today, the head of the Austin Council, and I know Austin, right? So the head of the Austin Council actually is an Eagle Scout, and he's also an Aggie. And when the selection committee hired him, and I'll be point out, after he signed the contract, he was quick to note that Austin had to bring in an Aggie to do it right. So one of the lessons you learn when you become an Aggie is there's this idea of old Army and new Army, right? And everybody, you and before you, is old Army, and everybody who came after, or your old Army, and everyone who came after you is new Army. And I think one of my favorite ones of those, I think I read on TechSags, was old Army died when they put gravel in the tents in the barracks, right? For us, it was whenever they put the last AC dorm, right? We had Hart, it was the last hall, and they finally put air conditioning in there, and that's when old Army died, right? And new Army took over. I think this idea comes from a resistance to change. And there's certainly, this might be a spoiler for some of you, Aggies generally like tradition. I don't know if you know that or not. And the Boy Scouts of America is no different. And the truth is that the university, Texas A&M University, has changed a lot since 1876. Through leadership of General Rutter, Dr. Gates, and Sully, we have changed. But what has not changed is the values that the university stands for. We stand for leadership. We stand for citizenship. We stand for serving others, and we stand for those core values on a daily basis, and they're in the fabric of what we learn as students at Texas A&M. I will submit to you, and the Boy Scouts of America, if you're not familiar with that program as much as some of the people in the room are, we stand for the same exact things, as our Corps commander said earlier today. And we ourselves as an organization have changed ourselves in the last 108 years of the program. Some of those changes are right upon us, and you're aware of those, I'm sure. What I will tell you is the Scout Oath and the Scout Law, which are our core values, they haven't changed. What has changed and what will change are the faces of who are in the scouting program. But what we will continue to instill is leadership, is service, service to others, service to self, service to God. That's what we'll stand for the next 108 years. And we thank you for your support of the Boy Scouts of America.